Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively go and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this very moment. Thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do in the future. Thank you, Lord, for orchestrating this work week. My God, thank you, Lord, for giving me direction. Can we just thank God for giving us direction, even when we feel a hesitation in our spirit to move forward and pursue what God has us to do in this earthly realm? Can we just give him a hand clap of praise for giving us a holy boldness to move and do what he has called us to do, to move and do and look and go to work? Come on now, go to work and work in fields that, you know, some of us may not be wanting to be in right now, but we thank God in advance for the career pivot. We thank God in advance for the career shift. And for those of us that are in careers that we love, I thank God for allowing us to be positioned and planted right there. And I just pray that wherever you are planted, fruit is being produced in Jesus' name. I pray again, wherever you are planted, fruit is being produced in Jesus' name. Can we just declare that wherever I am planted in this season, that there is fruit being produced not by me, but by my God, not by me, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's producing the fruit. And I just pray that you allow God to work through you in every space that you may find yourself, whether it's a virtual workspace, whether it's in-person workspace. I pray that God will use you and let it be known to your coworkers, to your colleagues, or whomever, that you roll with somebody higher than the CEO of the company. You roll with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on. Yes. Yes. So God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So good morning again, y'all. We are still in National Career Development Month. So happy National Career Development Month. This is the month where I take my time and I pour into you all. I pour into you all in a special way. This month, or this year rather, the theme for National Career Development Month is future-proof your career, accelerate through uncertainty, and accelerate through uncertainty. So what does that mean? That means no matter the peaks and the valleys of our career, we can accelerate. Why? We can accelerate because we have the strategy, of course, but of course we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ beside us every step of the way throughout our career journey. So we just thank God for being there in the process. And so that's going to be a great segue into what we're going to get into today. So I know a lot of you all are thinking, like, Crystal, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? Actually, we are. We are. But I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. I'm not going to give you the stanzas up front of what God gave me, but I really want to give you the historical context of how all of this came about. Okay, how all of this came about. And so back on October 20th of this year, and I know you're like, how are you so precise, Crystal? Because I keep notes. Every time the Lord drops something in my spirit, I'm whipping out my cell phone, which I call my cell phone, by the way, is called Brilliant Mind. And this is a trick for anybody. If you are trying to work on your mindset in any given season of your career, change the name of your cell phone. Why? Because the name of your cell phone often pops up on your car when you're trying to Bluetooth it. It pops up on wherever you're trying to Bluetooth your phone to, right? And for me, my phone is called Brilliant Mind. So I declare and decree that I have a brilliant mind. Yes, you do too. But whatever you name your phone, you can declare and decree a thing over yourself as well. So that's just a real hack, a mindset hack for you, a mindset hack for you. So I'm saying this because I want you to write this in your notes if you don't already do that. Okay, so October 20th this year, the Lord was really pressing on my spirit to look up the word momentum. To look up the word momentum, that is M-O-M-E-N-T-U-M, momentum. And so, my friends, momentum refers to the continuous forward actions gained from a series of consistent actions, creating like a snowball effect, if you will, that makes future progress feel easier. It's the force that builds an initial successes, turning small, consistent efforts into significant long-term results. Unlike motivation, which is the why, momentum is the how. It takes over when motivation wanes, or when motivation gives out, or when your motivation gets low, and provides the force to keep going even when things are difficult. Okay. I hope that you got that entire definition, because I need you to keep that in mind as we continue throughout this call this morning. And so, the Lord was speaking to me about momentum, okay? Real heavy about it, and making sure specifically that I keep the same energy in walking in purpose throughout the entire year. So, not just towards the end or beginning of the year, but keeping the momentum in the middle of the year too. I know. Because it's when we're in the middle, when we're in the middle of it, I think if you know where I'm going, you know what I'm about to say. When we are in the middle, we lose momentum. We lose momentum. And that's so true, right? Why do we lose momentum? That's what the Lord had me on the journey to figure out, why do we lose momentum? I kept asking God, what do you want me to gain from this conversation we're having right now? So why is it that we lose momentum in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the layoff, in the middle of the job search, in the middle of the interview process, in the middle of negotiations of a salary or a contract, in the middle of promotion, even in the middle of abundance? Why do we lose momentum? I know that part probably caught somebody off guard, because you're probably thinking, well, why would I lose momentum in the middle of the good? Why would I lose momentum in the middle of the good, right? And so, well, we as a people, we lose momentum in the middle of the good because, think about it, we start to ask ourselves the question, well, is this how good it gets? Or is it always going to last like this forever? When is the turning point? When is the downtime? When is it not going to be this good, right? And when we start to ask ourselves those very questions, that's, my friends, is when we start to lose momentum. That is when we start to lose the momentum to keep going, right? And so the point is, we lose momentum, but why? So I steadily kept having the conversation with God. I said, and he revealed to me, he said, well, we as a people, as a human, as humans, allow our flesh to consume us in the middle, which is ultimately why we lose momentum in the middle of circumstances, right? And the Lord said, break this down further for the people. I need them to really understand this. And so he broke it down some more for me. He said, we allow our sinful nature to be revealed in the middle. And he said, I need you to break it all the way down for the people, because some people may not understand when you say sinful nature, what that is. And so I'm gonna break it down some more. Well, when we speak of sinful nature, my friends, it is being revealed in the middle. What do I mean by that? I'm referring to us allowing our fear, our doubts, our anxiety, our unbelief, and feeling of all the pressure is on me, meaning like you can't breathe, so much so you feel as though you're suffocating in the middle. You're gasping for air in the middle. So weak. Woo, you get so weak in the middle. So much of the middle, the enemy is taking advantage of us in the middle. Woo! And much of us fall for the enemy's games of dares. The enemy games of dares in the middle, D-A-R-E-S, the enemy's dares, where the enemy takes advantage of our weaknesses, taking advantage of our weak state, and gets in our minds and dares us to do the things such as not living, dares us to not keep pressing in the middle, dares us to not to pursue the dreams or the calls on our lives. The enemy dares us to believe we are not enough, and we end up falling for the enemy's games of dares in the middle. That, my friends, is why we even lose momentum. That's why we start to lose momentum, right? And so meanwhile, in the middle, my friends, we got to remember the old school game that I'm pretty sure all of us has played before. The old school game called truth or dare, where in this context, the enemy can dare us to do the most, but we have to throw truth. We have to throw truth, God's truth, back at the enemy. I'm the head and not the tail, and say I'm above and not beneath. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. We got to throw more of the truth when the enemy throws the dares. And the more we throw truth, the enemy's dares won't stand against us, won't stand a chance against us. And we can tear the dares down and destroy the dares in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm gonna say that last part again. The more we throw truth at the enemy's dares, at the enemy's game of dares, the enemy's dares won't stand strong against us. The enemy's dares won't stand a chance against us. And we can tear the dares down and destroy the dares in Jesus' name. And so for that, I just thank God. I thank God for giving us truth. I thank God for allowing us to stand on his promises, on his word, which is truth. So the moral of the story is, when the enemy throws the dares your way, I dare you not to live. I dare you to feel as though you are not enough. I dare you to feel as though you cannot keep pressing on in the middle of the chaos. When the enemy throws the dares at us, you throw truth. You throw truth. And so when you throw the truth, you are tearing down the dares and you are destroying the dares in Jesus' name. And for that, we say thank you and amen, right? And amen. And so, my friend, after the Lord just spoke with me and we were having that conversation, These are the things that the Lord dropped in my spirit about the I Won't Keep Quiet series. Okay, so he said, I won't be quiet despite the circumstance. In the middle of the chaos, I still do my dance. My God, so good, I serve the God of a second chance. I won't keep quiet, my God ain't never faith. In his word, it says he'll never leave nor forsake. The enemy may dare, yeah, I may fall for the snare, but I throw God's truth at him, take my seat as rightful heir. Enemy, don't come for me, I have no mercy. Can't you see his word is worthy? It goes out, but it returns never empty. That's no doubt. Now that's a shout, my God got clout. He keeps his promises forever. Yes and amen. He's the author of my faith story. So glad he got the pen. Woo! How many of y'all are glad that God has the pen for our stories? He is the author and the finisher of our faith. How many of you are glad that God's word, when it goes out, it never returns empty, meaning it never returns void, meaning it never returns without results or being accomplished or accomplishing what God desires for his word to accomplish? How many of y'all are happy, excited, ecstatic about God's truth? About God's truth, and that you have the authority to take your rightful seat as heir, as God's heir, as co-heirs of Christ. How many of you all are excited that God is, that we serve a God of a second chance? How many of you are excited that God will never leave us nor forsake us despite what is going on in the world, despite what we may be doing? He will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, man, on the other hand, will definitely leave us and forsake us, but God, our Heavenly Father, will never do that. And so, my friends, of course, everything that the Lord has given me is definitely power-packed in scripture. So I just want to briefly run through the scriptures and highlight them for you this morning. And so the first one where it says, in his word, it says he'll never leave nor forsake us. That is straight from the book of Deuteronomy 31, chapter 31, verse 8, where it says, the Lord himself goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Such good news, my friends. Like I said, every time you are feeling down and out, every time something may be going chaotic, my God will never leave you nor forsake you in any given season of your life. We just got to understand that God is there by our side, even though it may not even feel like it. Come on now. I know somebody has felt like that before. And so the next scripture I want to highlight for you is Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. And this aligns with, But I throw God's truth at him, take my seat as rightful heir, right? And so this, my friends, this scripture says the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs, H-E-I-R-S, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds really good. That is good news, my friends. That is good news. That is the true gospel, okay? That is the true gospel. And so I also want to draw your attention to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, and that states, or that aligns to his word going out, but it never returns empty. And that scripture states, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without results, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. In other words, his word, my friends, never, his word as in God's word, never returns void, never returns void. And so the last scripture that I want to, well, no, not the last, the second to last scripture I want to draw your attention to is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, he keeps his promises forever. His promises for are yes and amen. His promises, God's promises, are yes and amen. So the scripture states, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God, okay? And the last but not least scripture I want to bring your attention to that aligns with this, he's the author, God's the author of my faith story, so glad he got the pen, is Hebrews 12:2, my friends. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes. And so we just thank God for that word. And I just pray that you take that word, you eat on it this week, and that you really understand that God got your back. Okay. Despite anything, God will never leave you nor forsake you. His word does not return void, meaning God said what he said and he meant what he said, okay? God said what he said, he meant what he said, okay? And that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Ooh, I wish I could go deeper into that, but I want you to go deeper into that and start to understand what that verse or that scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, really means to you in this season. All right. So let's get into this good word of prayer, my friends. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this, for your daughters, and thank you for your sons that are under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their life. I ask that you give them a holy boldness as they continue to walk their faith out in this earthly realm. Let them know that it's okay to be a water walker, meaning it's okay to walk in territories that they're not sure about, but by faith, they know that you have their hand. They know that you have their best interest at heart. They know that with you by their side, they will not lose. They will always win, and they are victorious by default. Because why? Because they are your children. And we just learned this morning, Lord, when we are your children, we are your heirs, and we are co-heirs with Christ. And so that is the true gospel. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you for giving us a special hedge of protection to protect our holy temples as we walk in this earthly realm, Lord. God, we ask that you protect us from our front, our back, our side, our top to bottom. God, we just thank you for blessing us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We thank you for protecting us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We thank you for protecting our family. We thank you for protecting our bloodline. We thank you for protecting our children, God. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will wrap it through our bloodline and give us supernatural healing, God, in this season, and areas that we don't even know that need to be healed, but definitely areas that we know need a healing, God. We thank you. Heal our heart, heal our mind, heal our spirits, God, in this season, Lord, where we need to forgive, God. Allow us to forgive those who have come against us, God. Allow us to be deep in your word in this season and truly understand what it means for you to be the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, we thank you. We thank you for going before us and setting the atmosphere and places that we are going to go and dwell in for work, go and dwell in just in our houses, God, go and dwell in for business, God, whether it's virtual or in person, God. We thank you for setting the atmosphere for us. We thank you for orchestrating every footstep, God, and we just thank you in advance for a beautiful work week. Only you know what holds in our future this week. And so, God, we trust that you will be there and comfort us in moments that where we need comforting. And God, that we trust that you will elevate us and promote us, God, for we know that the true career acceleration, the true promotion comes from you. And for that, God, we say thank you. And God, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your many blessings that you are going to pour on us both now and forever. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.